Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, today is one of those days. I have two amazing guests coming on, covering two of the most important topics you can imagine. And I've got to have 50 articles here, issues that I've got to cover. Each one of these I could easily spend the entire broadcast on. So strap yourselves in and get ready. It is Wednesday, the 19th day of October, 2005. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours and 59 minutes. White House watch. Cheney resignation rumors fly. Will he be indicted? This is from U.S. News and World Report. But I don't put a lot of credibility in them. They're the same outfit that took the White House line during the 2004 election that we would be hit by nuclear weapons before or during the election. Didn't happen. But here they are spreading the rumor themselves. White House watch. Cheney resignation rumors fly. Open season on DNA may not be far away. And now they're announcing, hey, you get pulled over. We're going to take your DNA. You don't pay $1 for your local city income tax. We're going to arrest you. I mean, these are the type of articles I have here in front of me today. Unfiled city tax forms also cited in case. $1. Ohio police arrest woman for $1 in unpaid taxes. A woman with no criminal record. People are freaking out right now. I mean, it's all over the news that some Xerox copiers, the new ones, are time stamping and dating when they were printed from. Folks, it's a lot worse than that. And right now, I've told my webmaster, who also does some articles, Ryan Slickeisen, about an article on this. Haven't had a chance today to call Paul to ask him to write one, or Steve Watson. Perhaps I'll have to do it, but we just Google it. You know, RFID to be in printer ink, or printer ink to contain RFID. I mean, there have been, I don't know, 100 articles I've seen in the last 5 years about it, and then some of the printer companies are already coming out with it. So, I mean, it's already all over the place. I mean, you can forget just having a code in the ink. It's got RFID in it. It's that small. Just got little tagaments or little trackers in it. But I'm glad people are starting to freak out. I mean, I'm glad you're upset about this. But it's far worse than what we're even hearing about. I mean, if people are upset about tracker codes being printed into, and we posted an article that shows microscope views of this, blown up, views of this at 60x magnification, and then at increased magnification of even higher levels, and then you could see all the little codes and numbers and grids. It's that kind of that new barcode serial number compilation. I'm sure you've seen the new barcodes that are out there, where it's little symbols and dots. Well, that's exactly what this is. So we'll go over it. It's on InfoWars. com right now. There's some good news going on. It looks like the Congress could finally pass some restrictions on nuisance lawsuits against gun manufacturers. Because no one's safe. I mean, if a killer uses a Ford pickup truck to run over a crowd, you don't sue Ford. Or if somebody uses a Louisville Slugger to beat their wife's brains out, or their neighbor's brains out, you don't sue Louisville Slugger. If somebody uses a Ginsu knife to gut somebody, you don't sue Ginsu. So, it's just common sense, and we've got to pass laws like this to fight monsters like Governor Pataki going after the gun manufacturers. So, John Rappaport's coming up the next hour, talk about bird flu. Then we've got Frosty Wooldridge about the open borders situation. Worse than you think. Oh, yes, we'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Frosty Woolridge, better known for his best-selling books on bicycling around the United States and the world, has also written a new book detailing, and he is just very intelligent, very informed, done a lot of research, concerning the end of America, the open borders. It may already be too late. He likens it to the Titanic. Frosty Woolridge will be joining us for his debut on this broadcast coming up in the third hour, or 1 hour, 51 minutes from now. In the second hour, John Rappaport, health writer, consumer advocate, researcher, who's been spot on about SARS, the bird flu, you name it, will be joining us to give us the latest developments as we track the bird flu. There have been fresh bird flu outbreaks in China. Also, a Russian minister confirms bird flu has been registered and picked up south of Moscow. So we'll get into that in a few minutes. And coming up in the next hour, we do have John Rappaport joining us. I want to cover some Big Brother news first, though. Here it is, out of the Detroit News, cell phone signals to map real-time traffic. Here's another one out of the Associated Press. Big Brother is listening, too, in bid to keep traffic moving. Here's another one. This is out of the Mercury News, San Jose. Big Brother lurking in Wi-Fi mobile services. There's five more of these, okay? Now, again, I started the broadcast yesterday talking about this because it's so important. Remember 10 years ago when cameras started popping up on every major highway, then at every major four-way stop, and now in your neighborhoods, in one-horse towns that don't even have a gas station or a grocery store where 100 people live, there's cameras in the neighborhoods. At least in Texas there is, and I've been in Minnesota, California, New York, Florida the last few years, Arkansas, Kansas. I've seen them everywhere. Everywhere I've been, I've seen them. Boy, when I was over in London, I really saw them. I mean, every side alley, every doorway, they're everywhere. And what did they tell you 10 years ago they were for? Why, it's to monitor traffic. It's to help you. Big Brother is good. I mean, I've seen thousands of articles. I have a stack of them today and a stack from yesterday where Big Brother helping, Big Brother watching you for your safety, Big Brother to the rescue, Big Brother, Big Brother, Big Brother, I turn the TV on, Big Brother helping, Big Brother, Big Brother. They're changing the meaning of words. Big Brother is good. He's your Big Brother. He wants to help you. See, that's how in your face it is. Rather than saying it's not Big Brother, oh no, it's Big Brother, but Big Brother's good. So first they always say it's for traffic or to help you or to keep you safe. And as they put the systems in place, though, they'll deny they even exist. Oh, that's insane. I mean, there have been news articles. Alex Jones, the crazy nut, local news articles, he thinks your cell phone's tracking you and listening to you. I mean, if I had the staff or the time, I'd dig up all those articles and just make a TV show about all the attacks. Alex Jones thinks the CFR wants world government. He thinks they want to get rid of the border. 10 years later, you turn on Lou Dobbs. He's saying the CFR wants the end of America and our government's adopting. Alex Jones is insane. He thinks royals own things. You know, then, oh, it's in our local news. Juan Carlos is the majority owner of the new Spanish company with a German consortium that will be taxing Texans as they drive down the road. I mean, this is the bizarro nature of it. So for those that are just now tuning in, the reason I'm stating these facts is I'm explaining to you how they propagandize you, how they manipulate you. And it doesn't change. It's the exact same tactic here. In 2001, October 1st, all cell phones that are manufactured and sold are satellite tracked, triangulated from cell towers down to 15 feet by federal law. And they passed the law in 1996 and gave billions and billions of dollars. It was supposed to be $4 billion by the end of it. It was around $10 billion payoffs to the big bells, the baby bells, the MCIs, the people that own the actual backbones of the internet, the phone lines, all of it. And, by the way, that wasn't just a payoff to pay for the systems to be put in. The government then would pay to even for the equipment. I mean, the government actually put in the equipment. They actually gave the specs and then paid for the private contractors to put it all in. I mean, they don't have to put a wiretap on you, folks. They're built into it. You go through government switches. Everything does. Analog, cell phone, wireless, you know, radio phones that then are fed through towers. Everything. They don't need antenna farms and dish arrays and pods like the old NSA systems to pick up the chatter anymore, though they're still out there filtering and listening. They don't need those hilltops with all the bristling antennae, because it all feeds right through their own systems. It all feeds through the hubs. And then about 3 years ago, the governor of Wisconsin came out and said, guess what? The cell phones are tracking you, and I want a new tax on the cell phones, the state level, and we've got these emergency management centers, and we're just going to track all your cars live time that have cell phones in them. We're going to track all your cars live time that have cell phones in them, and it's for your safety in case there's a wreck or an accident. Why, if your car's acting funny, we can even dial in and listen to it. Oh, even if your phone's off, and it was built like that for your safety. Oh, even when your phone's off, they can. I mean, here it was in the Green Bay newspaper. I actually put the article in the film Matrix of Evil. You know, that's, we spend about 60 seconds in that two-hour film just on that little subject. I mean, that's total control. But see, that was one of the first glimpses. We knew the feds were going to use it for this. We had their own industry publications and federal documents. And so by 99, they built federal emergency management agencies, and then the feds paid for them, but called them county emergency centers or regional emergency centers. And then the local National Guard moves in, the sheriffs move in from 5, 6, 10 counties, the city moves in, you're all in one big armored building with antennas all over the top and armored windows and bars and armored vehicles parked in back and cops marching in their combat boots. I mean, it's just huge armories with machine guns and cannons and sound cannons and microwave guns. And inside, big computer screens and news feeds. And, oh, the feds come in and say, oh, we've got a new function for you. Not only can you look at all the cameras on the highways and neighborhoods and the thousands of microphones we put in each city, there's a new function for you, because FEMA, she runs everything and pays for the whole place and tells everybody what to do. They hit a few buttons and, look at this, you can track every cell phone in the city down to their serial number and who owns the phone. You want to see what Alex Jones is doing? Here, let's type it in. Let's type in his name or his code. Type it in, boop. There is Alex Jones. There's exactly where he's sitting right now next to his cell phone. Actually, they can't do that with me because I have one of the old cell phones. I have a large cell phone, a Nokia, about a six-year-old design, and I've been told when it breaks, I won't be able to get another one. And I'm now, you know, on the old system. It actually works a lot better than the new cell phones that seem to cut out everywhere you are. But the point is that it doesn't matter. It isn't about I'm trying to get around it. The only way to not be tracked is to take the battery off your phone. If the battery's on it, it's tracking you, and they can tune in with audio. That local police department can dial in, hit a function, and listen to you over your phone. And I warned you about this with OnStar. People laughed about it. Now it's been all over the news, how they listen to you with the OnStar system. Which, again, is going to be standard on all the GMs. All of them, from their smallest car to their biggest truck. And so now, see, it's always for traffic, folks. It's never for surveillance. Now, nationwide, they're announcing, hey, guess what? We're going to track your exact movements and speed. Of course, the official plan is to give you tickets. That's in the government publications, but no. They have to announce it to you first. Oh, guess what? The state police and the local police are going to track your every movement and your speed and then give you highway information that will be relayed to the big billboards that flash messages. Oh, the messages like report terrorists, report illegal guns, those billboards, yeah, those will be doing that. Cell phone signals to map real-time traffic. And this Detroit News has a nice little picture the feds gave them. And it shows how, don't worry, the officials, they're not the servants, they're the officials. They say the data remains anonymous. Oh, leaving no possibility to track specific people to their destination. That is pure bull. I mean, a quick Google search will pull up all the industry and government stats where they openly announce everything you do will be tracked by this. Now, the Mercury News is more honest. Big Brother lurking in Wi-Fi mobile services. And then they admit not just with your cell phone, but Google's high profile proposal to provide free wireless internet access throughout San Francisco is all about three rules of real estate: location, location, location. And then they admit that it'll also be used to track your every movement. That's what the RFID does. The tiny chips in all products will be attached to your name when you leave the store, and literally it'll be cookies attached to your person. Your every movement, everything you do. And if this makes the NSA mad and some private corporations mad, we have got moles in your own organizations, and we know you're upset about me talking about this. And, quote, you said in the meeting, I've got to be brought down, whatever that means. We know who you are. There's a file on it. Anything happens to me, we know. Listen, you're not going to get away with your criminal activity. I want you to understand that. There are good people in your own organizations, and they're not putting up with it. So you better look over your back, you pack of criminals. You think you're going to pull all this, and we're just going to put up with it? All right, we'll be right back. See, that is one issue, and it just took 10 minutes. One issue. There's literally dozens and dozens more.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burn, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
To arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving.
We're getting a passel of calls and emails from people going, talk about Xerox. Talk about how they embed the date and time and what printer it was printed from. So you can be tracked. You know, talk about it. It's incredible. Folks, that is nothing compared to the open announcements of RFID technology to be put into the ink. And it's already happening. That is nothing compared to your cell phone. Do you understand that you can read articles today where the feds and the states are going, oh, don't worry, it's not your personal data. But you can pull up the industry publications or pull up the governor of Wisconsin. or others saying, we listen to you, we track you, we're going to watch you, and we're going to tax you to pay for it. But there's no debating this, and it totally violates your Fourth Amendment. It's totally illegal, but you notice they're just doing it. Look, they almost passed, by just a few votes, they almost passed a law that starting next year, everybody in Texas that gets an inspection sticker would have a RFID chip embedded in the inspection sticker with your name on it. And the day your insurance goes out, you're arrested. It's flagged. Police then tail you off cameras, pull you over, and that's it. And that you'll be taxed while you drive down the road per mile. You know, people keep saying, how are you going to turn all these major roads in Texas into toll roads? By the way, it's nationwide. They're just pushing it right now in Texas. Texas, Oregon, California, New York are on the front lines. It's happening here first. Just a few years away in your states. You better check it out, folks, because it is happening. And it makes me so angry. They don't ask us if we want this. When they have polls, literally almost no one's for it. It's totally criminal. And we beat the bill, and then they don't care. TxDOT went ahead and ordered 2 million of these and won't say why they ordered them. So you're worried about Xerox tracking you. I mean, this is horrible, and I'm glad it's somehow captured people's attention. But compared to all the other things that are happening, folks, it frankly pales in significance. This isn't something that's coming around the bend. This isn't something that's over the next hill. This is here with us now. All right, I didn't chime in on this Friday because I wasn't here, and yesterday I was busy covering other news. But this needs to be discussed, and it's the fake little talk Bush had with the troops last week, and the neocons have been in overdrive spinning this. But let's go ahead and play this CNN report. Go ahead and hit it.
What makes today so unique is the fact that you, me, our audience, get a rare glimpse to pull back the curtain, if you will, on a rehearsal that took place before President Bush's video conference with soldiers out of Tikrit, Iraq, about 10 American soldiers, as well as an Iraqi army official. You see a Pentagon official actually in this rehearsal, prepping them for possible questions from the president. And then, of course, we asked the White House about this. You'll hear some of that tape from the satellite feed. You'll also hear White House Press Secretary Scott McCullen addressing some of those questions.
So here's where what you have to be prepared for, Captain Kennedy. Is that the president's going to ask some questions, and he may ask all six of them. He may ask three of them. He might have such a great time talking to you, he might come up with some new questions. So what we want to be prepared for is to not stutter. So if there's a question that the president comes up with that we haven't drilled through today, then I'm expecting the microphone to go right back to you, Captain Kennedy, and you to handle.
Okay.
If all else fails, start singing.
Why did the administration feel it was necessary to coach the soldiers that the president talked to this morning in Iraq?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're suggesting.
Well, they discussed the questions ahead of time. They were told exactly what the president would ask, and they were coached in terms of who would answer what question and how they would pass the microphone.
I'm sorry, sir, are you suggesting that what our troops were saying was not sincere, or that what they said was not their own thoughts?
So here at the White House, unapologetic, as well as the Pentagon.
We'll come back, and I'm going to comment on this. And we've got longer clips. I mean, she was telling them what to say, how to answer. This went on and on. And then the response of the neocons to this was just amazing. So we'll come back. We'll come back and talk about it. Stay with us, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Got a TV news clip where this lady in Pennsylvania didn't pay a $1.16 property tax bill, so they came out and arrested her. See, they're not supposed to be arrested for not paying taxes in this country, but somehow they've inculcated this into our minds, and now there are all these other fines and fees associated with it. I mean, they know it's petty. They know they're setting a precedent. They know it's for a $1.16. They didn't send her a letter and say, hey, you better pay it. They lie in wait. I mean, here in Austin, if you got 3-inch grass and they want your property, they'll just start sending in $2,000 a day fines. Meanwhile, city council members like Jackie Goodman literally can have 3-foot grass in her house in an upscale neighborhood, and there is no problem with the city. It's designed to be predatory, but that's another issue. Getting back to these fake newscasts. I heard Limbaugh over the weekend, because that's when I'm really able to listen to Limbaugh when I'm out driving around. They do a local rebroadcast of him. He went on for about an hour talking about how this was all just propaganda, and this was pathetic, and this wasn't staged, and this is the liberal media, the same liberal media that pushed the lies about WMDs, the same liberal media that constantly is covering up for Bush. I mean, you talk about the liberal media that loves it when Bush appoints pro-abortion individuals to high courts or pushes for assault weapons bans or pushes for Alberto Gonzalez. It's not a liberal media. It's the same media that owns you, buddy. It's the same media that owns the big defense companies. Or actually the other way around. The defense contractors predominantly own the dominant media. I mean, you're talking about the same liberal media, Fox News, where Hillary Clinton has dinner for 4 hours every week with Rupert Murdoch. You mean that same media? That's all they've got is, ooh, the liberal media is going to get us and to try to get us back into that whole left-right camp. And I heard Limbaugh say that, you know, Bush doesn't stage press conferences. They ordered these soldiers to sit there. These soldiers know their careers go down the toilet if they don't say exactly what they're supposed to. The only time Bush will give speeches now are to select audiences of neocons or the military. And even then, the press isn't allowed to ask questions. And if the press goes up to troops and says, hey, do you got any questions you'd like to ask? Yeah. And the reporter says, how about asking Bush about the armor? Or how about asking Rumsfeld about it? And then, ooh, that's a staged event. How dare them? Because they're trying to get a question through. In fact, it was a question the troops were saying that they might ask, and the reporter said, oh, yes, please do ask that question. And obviously, there's a little bit of staging to that, but you have to stage it because Bush has, what, one or two press conferences a year? I mean, the press has to go sneak in and say, okay, we asked him about this. But, oh, it's a big deal, and how dare we talk about it, and how dare we... Well, now we have this staged little talk that Bush had with the troops. You know, there's the commander with his troops. And, of course, it blew up in Bush's face. Just like, landing on the deck of the aircraft carrier, getting out in a commando outfit with his, you know, strutting around in a flight suit. And in Fox News, I'll never forget it, going, look at him, he's a leader, he looks like a fighter ace. Well, he is a fighter ace. Yeah, his dad is too. Man, what a commander. We've never had leaders that strutted around in uniforms. That's what Saddam Hussein and Manuel Noriega and Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin and the dictator of Cuba do. But no, Bush is constantly in little military outfits in front of troops. And he wants to get rid of Posse Comitatus. He wants to be our military lord, our military ruler. But I'm already digressing. The point I'm trying to make here is that Limbaugh went on and on and on, and also heard Hannity doing it, about how this wasn't staged. Obviously it is staged. But if there's any debating staged media, we know that they vet and select who gets to ask questions in the rare White House press conferences with Bush. And when he does ask questions, he goes to the male prostitute / porn star / male madam supplying the White House with their male whores, their homosexual whores. I mean, that's mainstream news, folks. We know that, you know, Gannon, a.k.a., you know, whatever his name is this week, Jeff Gannon, you know, Mr. Guckert, we know that's staged, and we know about the $244 million 2 years ago for one news buy of fake newscasts that aired all over the country. And the Congressional Budget Office has said that is patently illegal. Or Armstrong Williams, or all these other people. You got the New York Times writer with the aluminum tube stories. Turns out she's got CIA clearances. Evidence is she's CIA, having her luxury trips paid for on Gulfstream jets at $1,000 a night hotels. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of members of the media that are paid. This is well known. There were congressional hearings in the late 70s about Operation Mockingbird. Or New York Times and Washington Post and Chicago Tribune and L.A. Times and Dallas Morning News, top reporters in the country, Houston Chronicle, all the top papers had not just people on the payroll, but actual CIA agents. I've been criticized by the media. Alex Jones claims Gloria Steinem's CIA. The woman in her own book said she was CIA. But again, newspapers can attack me for saying that because they know 99.9% of you aren't going to read some Gloria Steinem book that's out of print. They know that. CIA went and set up Miss Magazine, and they had their officers go on TV and go, "Women, you're slaves. You need to be working. You need to. You don't need to be married. You don't need a man. Get you a woman. Men are bad. They're your enemies." That's just, again, they turn black against white, white against black, Hispanic against white and black. They turn north against south in the British government, Protestant against Catholic in Ireland and Northern Ireland. It's the black tribe against black tribe in Africa. It's all public. It's divide and conquer. Over and over and over again. And so the entire feminist movement, admittedly, was created by the government so that they could get all the women into the workforce. That way all the children from the age of 2 or younger could be in daycare, get their injections of mercury, get brainwashed, get turned against the family. The government does everything they can to make your children as wild and unruly as possible. It's even in the handbooks. Then when they get out of school, they do one thing wrong, they go to prison. It's all designed to destroy the family and make your kids hoodlums. And now both adults are working. The family can't stay together. It falls apart. And massive destruction of the middle class occurs. The underclass swells. Illegitimacy then spikes. I mean, why did they say, women, you get lots of money, black women, if you don't have a man in the house 50 years ago? Oh, wow, free money. Just do not have a man in the house. Do you understand? Well, 100-something years ago, that was in slave owner manuals. I mean, you can go, these are the big libraries will have these. It'll be in their rare book section. Usually they don't let you see the rare book itself. You can go see it on microfilm. There were just scores of manuals on how to control your slaves. And the big thing is keep the men down, set the women above them, break them up. Don't let there be a family. Because if you got a family, it will resist, will not put up with being slaves. So it's the same thing. So it's been going on for a long time, folks, in the CIA and other federal agencies. And a lot of it's hidden in plain view. I mean, take the state of Texas. The big law enforcement writer who writes about the state police, at the Statesman, you know, he's the former spokesman and PR man for the state police. I mean, a lot of it's just hidden in plain view. It's a revolving door. You see, it's very simple. I mean, I see the name of somebody in the paper, and I go, I bet that guy used to work for them. Type the name into Google, oh, they do. And back before we had Google, I'd pick up the telephone and call them up down there. Hey, you wrote a hit piece on me, yeah. You worked for the state police, didn't you? Well, yeah, that's well known, but who told you that? What'd you do? Well, I did PR for him. Well, you're still doing it, aren't you? Shame on you. I mean, it's really simple, and it's from low-level stuff like that to the LCRA, Lower Colorado River Authority, private group, privately profiting off jacking up water prices and grabbing property. They've got their own SWAT teams now, their own police now. They're roving around using our tax money to buy up all this water to create a monopoly, then to jack up prices. Hey, I didn't even know who they were until they tried to get me off the air. And that was 8 years ago, 9 years ago. I mean, I knew they were the Lower Colorado River Authority, but as soon as I heard that they were trying to basically spread a little, you know, bread on the water to get me, you know, well, we just don't like Alex. Here's a big ad package, but we sure like it if he was gone. Funny, you never advertised before. Well, here's a bunch of cash. I mean, I've actually experienced it, folks. Quasi-governmental, non-governmental organizations who've got billions of bucks, your money they sucked off of you, with a bunch of good old boys, a bunch of boss hogs snaking around, and it runs the gamut from the local boss hog type, who in some cases are the worst, up to these leviathan corporations run with military precision. who just scientifically, cold-bloodedly, are all about crisis creation and then crisis management. And so, but Limbaugh's, the last point on this, Limbaugh's big point he made like five times was, well, big deal if it is staged. Bill Clinton would, you know, arrange a pile of rocks as a cross, or Bill Clinton would find a flag and put it back in place and it had been moved, or Bill Clinton would stage, you know, hugging and kissing his wife and loving her out on the beach. So, since it's fake with Bill Clinton, it's okay if it's fake with George Bush. No, that makes it worse. Well, Bill Clinton gave missile secrets to China, so what if Bush does it? It's worse. They're all together. That's the point. It's staged. You know, they say support the troops. If the government was feeding troops into a meat grinder, which they are, but a literal one, and you said, please stop feeding them into a meat grinder that you built, you designed, somebody says, no, you got to support the troops by feeding them into the meat grinder. So I guess now with the end of Posse Comitatus and troops are now going to patrol America and literally take our guns. I mean, you heard Ron Paul last week. I just asked the question. He it was like he was Alex Jones. He said, well, the plan is to get our guns and enslave us using the military. He's a Vietnam vet. He's a medical doctor. He has the most conservative voting record in Congress. And I know full well a lot of neocon listeners out there, you're going to be on the radio when the troops are taking our guns, going, well, we just got to support our troops. Yeah, I'm going to support them. Yeah, just get ready. We got to support the Mexican and Canadian troops. They're here to help us. I mean, everything we told you is now starting to happen. It's red dawn in slow motion. But all the fake newscasts, I mean, fake newscasts with fake reporters, with fake news, with added applause, literal, you know, manipulated footage where they'd use in these newscasts people clapping for someone completely different and then stick it in with Bush. I mean, it was insane. And it's just, oh, well, that's no big deal. Here's this next little piece to show you what the boss hogs are doing. And this audio is not the best. This news site did not load this with the best audio quality, so some of it's not very good. But Ohio police arrest woman for $1 in unpaid taxes. And see, this is where it's all going, folks. Go ahead and roll it.
Oh, Dave, who says a dollar doesn't go
to that? Isn't that incredible audio,
anymore?
Ladies and gentlemen?
$1.16, sir.
Do you have that audio clip there, Scott?
An awful lot of trouble. That's how much he owes in taxes to the city of Loveland. And if, well, Al Capone taught us anything, it's what happens if you don't pay your taxes. Deborah Combs is a former Miss Ohio.
But that was way back in the day.
But the fix she's in now isn't pretty. Deborah is in trouble with the Loveland Tax Department. So much trouble.
This is the warrant.
They had an arrest warrant issued.
The one sheriff approached my car with his hand on his gun. Another sheriff from the other side of the car leaned into me and said, are you Deborah Combs? And I said, yes. And he said, we've got a warrant for your arrest. I was absolutely shocked.
So how much tax did she owe?
What they've spent in stamps has been more than what I owe. I owe $1.16 to the city of Loveland, literally, in income tax return.
And now hundreds in fines. That $1.16 could have bought nearly a half gallon of gas for this city mower. Maybe one of the pumpkins in this display outside City Hall. We wanted to pay the full $1.16, get this cleared up, but it's not going to be that easy. Even though Deborah paid her taxes every year, except that $1.16, she hasn't filed her Loveland taxes in 5 years. That's why she's charged.
Whether it's a dollar they owe us or $1,000 they owe us, it's not fair to the rest of the public to not pursue that person.
Loveland City Manager Fred Enderle says the cost to recover the money isn't the issue.
Now, there is some expense involved, but I think, again, it goes back to the principle.
All right, that's enough. I can't listen to that bag of maggots. And this is their attitude. Now, imagine, for some piddly city income tax, which these politicians are all busy sucking off and giving their brothers and cousins, you know, construction deals. It's the same everywhere. They're the authorities, not the servants anymore. Remember, they're authorities. Words mean things. They're the officials. We're just the commoner rabble. But listen to him. Why, she didn't file all her paperwork right, and we did the calculation, and she owes $1.16, and we got to swag her up with our local goons, hands on their guns. And now these cities all over are going, we're just going to take your property. We're not even going to pay you for it. Again, we got men with guns. We own you. Shut up, scum. Shut up, slaves. We own you. You are slaves. We're going to track you with your cell phones. We're going to tax you and give you tickets with them. We're going to put your kids on Ritalin and Prozac. Doesn't matter if it makes them commit suicide and hurts them. We're going to put poison in your drinking supply. We're going to put mercury in the vaccines. We're going to tell you it's nutritious. We're going to make the troops breathe DU on our own manual, say it's deadly, but we're going to say it's good for you on the news. We're going to steal from you. We're going to rob from you. We're going to enslave you. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break. And the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we'll hit some other news items when we get back. And then we got John Rappaport coming up and Frosty Wooldridge as well. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long, for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Inviting you to join me for one final showing of my new film, The Order of Death, detailing the satanic activities of the global elite. That's coming up next Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. It's a new theater, huge screen, stadium seating, hamburgers, pizza, drinks, everything. We're going to be showing my new 43-minute film, The Order of Death, and then I'm going to show my new remastered, re-edited, cut-down film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And that'll be the last time that I'm going to be showing it here locally. So be sure and come out to the Alamo Draft House coming up. And that's going to be next Thursday, the 27th, 7 p.m. at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. In the past, these events have all sold out beforehand. And so get your tickets now. Go to Infowars.com and link through over to the Alamo Draft House via Infowars.com and get your tickets, or get them at the door, and I'll see you coming up next Thursday, 7 p.m., Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Now, coming up, we do have John Rappaport to get into all these new developments with the bird flu. Fresh bird flu outbreak in China. China has announced a fresh outbreak of bird flu, saying 2,600 birds have died from the disease in Inner Mongolia. Well, it's all over. Only martial law can save us then. Russian minister confirms bird flu registered south of Moscow. And just a bunch of other reports. Obviously, yesterday it was found in Greece, an island off the coast of Greece, and in several other areas of Eastern Europe, and why it mutates to where it's not just passed from geese and other fowl to humans, from human to human. It could kill hundreds of thousands, even millions or billions of people, just like SARS was sure to do. And the last 5 years, all these other flus were sure to do. Just go out and take your shot. The government really cares about you, and they really want to take care of you. It doesn't matter if there is a score of studies, new ones coming out every few months, where individuals who have Alzheimer's have almost unanimously gone in many years after year getting their consecutive flu shots. And lo and behold, we have the AP article posted in the vaccine section of PrisonPlanet.com, where they actually increase the thimerosal, the mercury-containing preservative, in the flu shots for some reason, to 250 times safe levels from 25 times safe levels. They've actually increased it in most other vaccines. You'll hear on the news that they've decreased it, but you can actually find it in the AP and a few other news wires. Never in the newspaper, though, that they've radically increased it for you and your family. So roll up your sleeves and enjoy that dose of luscious mercury right into the bloodstream. That way the body can't pass it out with food, like most mercury you eat in food is passed. No, you get all of it when you inject it into your blood, or almost all of it, and it's very important for your brain. So be sure and take your mercury daily. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, ladies and gentlemen. It will hurt you really, really bad. In the last 30 seconds of this hour, do not procrastinate. Do not wait. Please take action. Go to Infowars.com and go to the secure shopping cart and look at all the books and videos and DVDs and books on CD and tape and T-shirts and bumper stickers. All the powerful materials that are in that bookstore. Go to Infowars.com and order them via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Take advantage of all the new specials and deals we're offering. New specials went up today. Go check them out. And you can also call toll-free to get the films. They can answer all your questions when you call. 1-888-253-3139. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. You get everything for 15 cents a day. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.